What up, squad? Mizzy World Entertainment is excited to present episode 2 of Topic Tuesday, in which I'm a breakdown, well, not breakdown, give y'all to me what is the legacy and the legend of Alpo Martinez, aka Rico, from the movie Paid in Full. This topic won and eked out against topic number 1. Eked out a win just by a comment topic. Make sure y'all get y'all votes in if y'all want to hear the specific topic y'all want to hear. You dig what I'm saying? But to start it off, let's start it off with Alpo was born in East Harlem, aka Spanish Harlem, I think 1966, something like that. You feel what I'm saying? Around that time, he was of Spanish descent. From what I heard, he started trapping, from resources, he started hustling when he was 13 from AZ. They said, a lot of sources really don't know how Alpo and Rich met each other, aka Rico and Mitch. Nobody, as I did my research, there's really no definitive where and how they actually met. It's just they both was going at a certain time and then they came back and knew each other. So a lot of people are saying that they may have met actually in like juvie or jail or something like that. You dig what I'm saying? But they come out, they doing their thing, they getting their bread, they all under AZ, making sure everybody getting that bread. That's acing, Paid in Full. They running it up. Rico become one of the biggest drug dealers. Mitch become one of the biggest drug dealers, and AZ already doing his thing. You dig what I'm saying? So Rich and Alpo like this. They two peas in the pod. Like they said, one come out with the Benz, the other coming out with the Benz. You know what I'm saying? One coming out with the red, the other one coming out with the black. One coming out with the blue, the other one coming out with the white. You feel what I'm saying? So they out there mimicking each other and they getting bread while they doing it. But eventually, tables turn. Mitch get rocked. The whole hood kind of know. Rich get rocked and the whole hood kind of know and got a feeling that Alpo had something to do with it because Alpo ain't around no more. Alpo, he gone. From that point on, once Rich get down, and the crazy thing is, the thing about this, and I'm going to get into that, and as we getting into now more of his murderous side, his murderous side wasn't even just, oh, all right, he was doing people that owed him money, or he was doing people, and like, he was doing friends, and it was over jealousy. Then to turn around and double back, and while he's locked up after, you know what I'm saying, ratting on his number one hitman when he moved to D.C., we'll get into that, he's telling stories and really trying to slander the name and throw dirt on the name of people that he called friends that he actually took the life of now that they can't speak for themselves. You feel what I'm saying? And it's, to me, that's the ultimate dirt on his legacy, the ultimate blood on his hands as his friends, and then coming back and then trying to slander and throw dirt on his name. But the word in the hood was he really owed Rich money. You know what I'm saying? And when it was time to collect or when it was time to go out there and put the work in to get this, because at the end of the day, the movie portrays it as Rich was still looking for Sonny once he got rocked. Sonny was already gone. Like, Rich brother, I forgot what his real name was, but Rich brother was really already dead. I think it was Darnell. He was already dead by the time Alpo killed Rich. You feel what I'm saying? So he was dead and gone. It was Rich just doubling back around because he was a consignment dude. Anybody know about consignment? He was fronting everybody, and then you would give him the money back. So Rich, from what the hood knew, Alpo owed Rich, but eventually Alpo came to his mind of, if I rock you, I ain't got to pay you. You dig what I'm saying? So then he moves into D.C., links up with Wayne Perry, the hitman, the infamous hitman, the infamous gangster from D.C. They start getting bread. He gets indicted in, I think, 91, and that's when it all comes out, what they were doing, the whole dirt and all that, and he gets indicted for 14 murders. Drops the dime on Wayne Perry, multiple other people. I think he even testified or wrote a statement in one of these dudes, Josh Childs, one of these dudes that was popping back at that time too. But he was just out here snaking everybody. You feel what I'm saying? Doing what it took for him to get ahead. And that is he was the first of this new generation kind of, the kind that they'd kill you, they'd rat on you, they'd do all that while they smiling in your face and trying to portray this aura of their stand tall. You feel what I'm saying? They loyal. You dig what I'm saying? Because once that indictment came down and he got charged with 14 murders, he's supposed to take that electric chair on the chin. You know what you got into. It was you that got you caught. And a lot of those bodies, like AZ was even saying, everybody was getting so much money. Nobody, it shouldn't have been 14 bodies. And when you even hear the stories about why people was getting killed, well, oh, so and such was, hitting such and such baby mom, or, well, we had a deal and he said he was going to do this. I think he really was just jealous with a lot of dudes, or he owed dudes a lot of money. You feel what I'm saying? I think he wanted to be the number one dude, and then eventually he got bloodlust. You feel what I'm saying? He got power lust. That's what I think. You really listen to the stories when he locked up. He's a storyteller. You feel what I'm saying? He like Shakespeare. He in there trying to, yeah, because, and then, like, he, like, even the boy, Big Head Gary that was from D.C. that he was getting bread with, they were saying he was getting more bread than Alpo. He killed him. You know what I'm saying? He was supposed to be his man. You know what I'm saying? But the way he described how he killed him, and he talking about he shitted on himself, and he had to drag him through the park, and I'm like, damn, this was really supposed to be his man. But he trying to say, oh, he was going to set him up, and boy was a fibber. You feel what I'm saying? Boy was a liar and a storyteller. The fact that he was out there downing people that was closest to him. You feel what I'm saying? Like, that was the only way he was getting to people. But a lot of people were saying that wasn't how he was in New York. And it probably wasn't how he was until he took Rich Life. You feel what I'm saying? Once he took Rich Life, it clicked in his head. Got himself a hitter. You feel what I'm saying? And from then on, I'm dropping whatever I want to drop. If I don't feel like paying you, I'm dropping you. If I'm jealous of what you got, I'm dropping you. If I think I can get this from you, I'm dropping you. If I got to tie these loose ends, I'm dropping you. And guess what? If we get caught, I'm dropping your name to lessen my sentence. Because him dropping them names dropped a guaranteed murder one death conviction, death sentence to 35 to life. And him being released, what, in like, I think 2016. Now let's move into this RICO. The RICO passed, you know what I'm saying, the 35 years, he's been out of jail and all that, and you still coming home, you in Ferraris, you in new trucks, you in furs, you feel what I'm saying? But the thing is, he might have had bread stashed around, or he might have had somebody holding the bread for some time, who knows? You know what I'm saying? People were saying he was chilling for a while, because he was still in witness protection. He was in Maine as a construction worker for a while. But as of recent, like these past, like I think 2 years, he was really getting out there, doing interviews, having his face in New York, just doing the most. You feel what I'm saying? I don't know why. And then it's rumors that he was still pressing people. So if that's the rumors, I don't know. But my thing is, at the end of the day, his aura, his character, and everything about him, he was going to have a target on his back regardless with these young boys, just because they want to make a name and they want to down him for, they don't know Rich Porter from a can of paint, but they know at the end of the day, they were supposed to be your man. You killed him over this, that, and the third. While he was going through this, that, and the third, I want to down you, and I'm going to get a name off of it. But you still got these old heads out here. He was really in the streets. You feel what I'm saying? I know people that's in the streets. It ain't movies made about them. When they come home from 10, 20, 30-year bids, they were killed within a week. You feel what I'm saying? He was out here for years. You know what I'm saying? So, hey, listen, when you do that much dirt, when you got that much blood on your hands, and I can't even judge, you feel what I'm saying? Me giving my opinion, how is that a judgment? You feel what I'm saying? Like, I can't do nothing to him. This is my opinion of his life. He had a lucrative life. He probably had a fun life, but to me, it was a snake life. It was nothing to stand on. It was nothing to glorify. It was nothing to praise. He was a goofy to me. You feel what I'm saying? The way he came and befriended people to get the benefit, and then when they were no longer beneficial to him, or he had this, that, or the third wrong with him, boom. That's nutty. You feel what I'm saying? I lost too many cousins like that, family like that, friends like that. You know what I'm saying? They homies, so-called homies, because clearly that's not your man's if you willing to rock him. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all all making money, you talking about you want to rock him over this, that, and the third. When you went out D.C. and started doing the same thing you said Rich was doing to you, taxing people for bricks. As long as you making money, what you worried about how much he making off of the bricks he selling you? I didn't like his legacy. He was a flashy dude, flamboyant dude. He was one of the first kind, the bike dude. He was one of his first era's kind, dog. That's a real talk right there. Get that money, pop fly, get these chicks. You know what I'm saying? But really, you selfish. You willing to do anything to anybody to get ahead, and you not going to stand on what you about, that cold. You dig what I'm saying? Because if he was, he would have never came home off of 14 bodies. 14 bodies. 14 bodies. So all that, because I see people and a lot of people praising him, then some people saying, don't judge him. This is my opinion of his life. And those 14 bodies was nothing to glorify. You feel what I'm saying? And one thing about us, we really don't like to tell the truth about these drug dealers and how murderous they get and how selfish they get after a while and how innocent people don't matter. Their friends don't matter. You dig what I'm saying? They lie, cheat, steal. He's a snake, a rat, and honestly, good riddance. You dig what I'm saying? Like I said, 14 bodies. I don't wish death on nobody, but 14 bodies. You came home, all that blood on your hands. It was a matter of time. But let me know what y'all think. What is the legend of Alpo Martinez to y'all, aka Rico? To me, he is a rat. Nothing to glorify. Nothing to really stand on as far as being a stand-up dude. You know what I'm saying? He was flashy, flamboyant, got to that bread. But everybody did in that time. And one thing he cannot say is he stood on the moral and the code of that time. You dig what I'm saying? Killed your best friends in D.C., ratted on your number one hitman, killed your best friend in New York. Clown. And if Harlem really did a fucking parade for that man, I lost a lot of respect for y'all. But then again, that ain't the same old Harlem anyway. You know what I'm saying? You got a bunch of sillies out there that want to glorify a dude that really came home off of 14 murders. A lot of those people he knew and called friends. Goofy. Let me know what y'all think. Y'all know what it is. Topic Tuesday, episode 2, The Legend of Alpo Martinez. Like, comment, share, listen, subscribe. Mizzy World Entertainment. Follow me on Instagram. Y'all know what it is, man. Gang.